Joined on the phone now by Amy LaValle, who is a senior content editor at the Post Tribune. Amy, thanks for hopping on the line with us today.
You are welcome.
I'm excited for this one. I love a good bug story, even if it doesn't turn out well for everyone in their path. And you paint such a great picture here with the story that you wrote. The lower half of a tree in Huntington, Indiana has taken on a grayish red hue. It's encrusted with the moth-sized, what is the name of this bug?
The spotted lantern fly.
Okay, describe it to us.
The smaller ones, and there were pictures that went along with my story that's on the Chicago Tribune main website. Mm-hmm. The smaller ones are kind of a more vibrant red with black spots and almost look like ladybugs mm-hmm. that something weird happened to.
Okay. Something in their past that they don't talk about anymore.
The adult ones are this soft grayish red, and they look innocuous enough until you're standing under a tree and you feel this drip on you, and it's bug excrement. They're just not very nice bugs.
And where are they from originally?
They're originally from Asia. So they probably came over in shipping containers or something of that nature. And then those containers were put on rail lines. And there were probably trees of heaven along those rail lines. So they jumped off for a snack. And here we are.
Yeah. And what is the big deal with them? Like, I think Chicagoans, we all have a little... jokingly, PTSD about the emerald ash borer and what it has done to so many trees right. That when we hear of an invasive species, I think a lot of people fear for the trees on their block. Should normal everyday folks with the trees out in front worry, or is there a more particular tree and industry that this would impact potentially?
I think from what I understand, most trees are okay. Mm-hmm. It attacks fruit trees, so if you have an apple orchard or peaches or something like that, you know, you might want to keep a lookout. Obviously, the tree of heaven, though, those are a non-native species. They are everywhere, but they don't hurt those trees. Grape growers should be on the lookout. They also attack black walnut trees, which are, from what I understand, highly prized for the veneer. But you have just average trees in the average Midwest. They may show up, mm-hmm. but they likely won't actually damage the tree. Though their honeydew does attract stinging insects.
Oh, okay. Have people been trying to keep them at bay, or has this been a relentless move to the West from where it first popped up in the United States?
You know, I know the problem, from what I've heard, is pretty severe in Pennsylvania. I don't know exactly when they were found in southern Indiana along the Ohio River. I know they were found in Huntington around July 21. And they're trying to get a better handle on how far spread it is in this very limited area and attack it there with the goal of keeping it from spreading. And that will ultimately include like knocking on doors. Hey, can we spray this tree in your yard? Putting up even yard signs from the Extension Service. Letting people know about it so they'll look for it. Mm-hmm. I'd never thought of the Tree of Heaven. I wasn't aware of them. And now I spot them everywhere, and I give them a sideways glance like,
You're doing your part. You're letting them know that they're not welcome.
Yes.
In Valparaiso, right?
Yes.
I'm glad you're doing your part. But is there things that people can do preventatively? I mean, we're probably too early to sound the alarm in the immediate suburbs, and maybe it's not even an alarm that eventually needs sounding. But are there preventative measures for these apple orchard folks, for people that grow grapes? Are there things that can prevent the harm that these bugs might have on the trees?
I think the general population... If you know that you're traveling, if you're traveling to Pennsylvania for fall break, fantastic. Before you leave, check your car, check everything. Because when I left Huntington that day, the DNR representative, Indiana Department of Natural Resources representative, not only checked his own car before he left, he checked mine.
Yeah.
So look around your car. If you have a vacation place there and you're hauling a bunch of stuff home or you're going there to camp, check your camper, check the outdoor furniture, the grill, whatever. I mean, I think for most people, it's going to be do what you can to try not to spread it. If you are a fruit tree grower or you grow grapes, keep an eye out on it. Keep tabs. Maybe check with your local extension service or an arboretum to get an idea of what you should be looking out for. Right now, it's not been found in Illinois. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it's not there.
Right,
that's
true. It
just means no one's turned it in yet.
Right.
No one's been like, oh, what's this weird insect?
Right, I shall report it to the insect people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you, I imagine the sense is there might be an inevitability about it.
I think there probably is, because you can't stop commerce, right? Mm-hmm. You can't stop every train and every truck and every traveler that's moving westward. That's impossible. So it's going to happen, I guess, I would think. And I guess the trick is to kind of keep an eye out for it. If you see it, let, you know, the local extension office or somebody know. Let your Department of Natural Resources know so they can tell you what to do, or if they're going out and spraying for it, they know where it is.
I hope they tell you just to give it a side eye like you do, Amy, and that's how we beat the spotted lantern fly. Amy, I really appreciate you jumping on with us and telling us about this 150-some-mile-away bug that we might need to worry about. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.